Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A U.S. official tells CNN Iran used a surface-to-air missile to shoot down an American military drone in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. So let's bring in our Frederick Plykin, who is monitoring this story from Tehran. What are you learning about this, Fred?
Hi, Rosemary. Yeah, the Iranians actually came out with a statement fairly early in the morning today, and they claim that this drone was shot down as it was in Iranian airspace. So they say that it violated Iranian airspace, and that's why their air defenses were triggered, and that's how they shot down this drone. Now, they say that this happened in the southern part of Iran, indeed also where the Strait, or just south of the Strait of Hormuz, and they say that this happened in the early morning hours of today. Now, of course, Rosemary, all of this, of course, coming as these tensions between the United States and the Iranians continue to flare up after that tanker incident that took place in the Gulf of Oman last week, with the U.S. blaming the Iranians saying that it was not them.
Wow. So that's what you probably woke up to this morning, or you've heard at your lunch hour or whatever it is that you do. It is Thursday, so there must have been a shooting. There was in Allentown, 10 people injured in a bar called the Deja Vu, 2 o'clock in the morning. It looks like one person was targeted and everybody, you know, was in the hospital. And Roy Moore is running again for the Senate in Alabama. So it must be Thursday, is what I'm saying. And then this morning, obviously, you know, we have, you know, this report now that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, the C stands for core. Yeah, that they shot down a $22 million unmanned, unarmed American drone. Now, the Iranians are saying that the drone violated Iranian airspace, and the United States is saying, hell no, we were in international waters. All we knew this morning was Trump had tweeted out, Iran made a very big mistake. But I think he means literally they made a mistake. Literally. Like, they didn't mean to launch, and just some rogue guy launched a missile. Very weird. I mean, this president understands one thing and one thing only, and that is that if he declares war, or if he asks Congress to declare war, or if we get involved in another war in the Middle East, you know, because, look, his supporters, you know, I don't think they know the difference between Iraq and Iran. I'm not really sure he does. Not really sure he is clear on which is which and which one is where. It is a dangerous time with somebody like Trump, because foreign policy in the Middle East is tough enough, even for somebody who isn't very, very stupid and uninformed and impulsive. But I think he understands that the base of his party would go from, you know, 33% of this country, 40% of this country on a very good day, to about 20% of this country if he got us involved in a war. It's one of the things people like about him, is that he's a coward, that he's just a bully, and that he can't really stand up to anybody or anything if they strike back at him. So it's one of the things we like about him. And so, you know, he was asked about this tweet this morning where he said, you know, Iran made a very, very big mistake, leading a lot of people to believe that this man was going to do it. He was going to start something. And then he had this scheduled meeting in the Oval Office today with Justin Trudeau of Canada, supposedly to talk about the scum treaty, or whatever, that USMCA. It's fun to be at, yeah, that one. And Trudeau was then set to meet with Nancy Pelosi to find out whether or not Congress was ever going to take up this treaty, if they were going to vote on, because Trudeau needs to know whether or not America is even going to be. And he doesn't believe Donald Trump. So he was going to meet Donald Trump and then go talk to Nancy Pelosi and then rely on her word about whether or not we would ever take this up. So that all got derailed by this, incident, let's call it, that happened this morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, over the Gulf of Hormuz, where we were flying this drone, an unmanned drone. So today they met in the Oval, right? And of course the press showed up, and he was asked, you know, about this tweet of his where he said Iran made a really, really big mistake.
This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
How okay? will you respond, Mr. President? How will you respond?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out they made a very big mistake. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down. And fortunately, that drone was unarmed. It was not, there was no man in it. And there was no, it was just, it was over international waters, clearly over international waters. But we didn't have a man or woman in the drone. We had nobody in the drone.
Are you still open?
Would have made a big difference. Let me tell you, would have made a big, big difference. But I have a feeling I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that
a child.
It was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
See,
I think they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
Are you still talking about Iran's leadership?
Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's all going to work out.
So he literally is going back to what he always does, where he excuses leadership because that would provoke, you know, an actual necessity to respond in some way, right? And so he's gone back to type, and just like with Otto Warmbier, he said he didn't blame Kim Jong-un, just like when he spoke about the Prince of Saudi Arabia, and he said, oh, you know, he didn't know about Khashoggi, and I believe him. Just like that, this is what he's saying. He's saying that the Iranian, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is part of the Iranian government, didn't know that some rogue general, some what did he call him, slippery, rogue general, you know, pressed a button by mistake and shot down our $22 million unmanned, unarmed drone. And, of course, the Iranians are saying it was in Iranian airspace, and Donald Trump is saying, oh, we have science, and it was definitely, Wapna. It was definitely in international airspace. So this is the big, contretemps as far as Iran's concerned, is that, no, you came into our airspace, and our guys are saying, no, it was in international. Well, Trump has just made it. It doesn't matter. I have science. I have science. And it's definitely, international waters. But I don't think that, Rouhani, I don't think the leadership in Iran knew about it. I think it was just a slimy, slippery, loose general, is what he said. This is what he does all the time when confronted with real aggression, like the killing of an American columnist for the Washington Post, or Otto Warmbier being returned, like, on the verge of death. Well, the leaders didn't know about it. They didn't know. Does this all the time to avoid confrontation. Now, in this case, whew, yay, because a war with Iran is a ridiculous idea. Not that Pompeo and Bolton aren't all about it. Lindsay, too.